I'll do the asking if you'll help me to get to Madame Romanoff, I say. Leave it all to me, Felicity says, grinning. If we leave it to you, we'll end up in the soup, I fear. Pippa giggles. Felicity's up, quick as a hare. With nimble fingers, she unties Pippa's rowboat and sends it out onto the lake with a shove. Pippa scrambles to grab the rope, but it's too late. She's moving out fast, ripping open the surface and churning the water with her progress. Pull me back! That wasn't a very nice thing to do, I say. She needs to remember her place, Felicity says by way of an answer. But she tosses a paddle after her anyway. It falls short, bobs there. Help me pull her back, I say. The loon girls are standing now, watching us in amusement. They enjoy seeing us behaving badly. Felicity plops down onto the grass and laces a boot. With a sigh, I call out to Pippa. Can you reach it? She stretches her arm around the side of the boat for the paddle just out of reach. She's not going to make it, but she stretches further to try. The boat tips precariously. Pippa falls in with a yelp and a splash. Felicity and the younger girls erupt in laughter, but I'm remembering the brief vision I had just before Pippa's seizure, remembering the chilling sounds of splashing and Pippa's strangled cry from somewhere under murky water. Pippa! I scream, rushing into the heart-stopping cold of the lake. My hand finds a leg. I've got her, and I pull up with all my strength. Grab hold! I sputter, kicking for shore with my arm around her waist. She fights me. Gemma, what are you doing? Let me go! She breaks free. The water rises only to her shoulders. I can walk from here, thank you, she says with indignation, trying to ignore the giggles and finger-pointing on the other side of the lake. I feel ridiculous. I distinctly remember an impression of Pippa struggling under the water during my vision. I suppose I could have been so panicked I don't remember things clearly. At any rate, here we are, both safe and sound, except for the dripping. And that's all that matters. I'm going to strangle you, Felicity, Pippa mutters as she balances unsteadily in the water. I throw my arms around her, relieved that she's all right, and nearly pull her under again. What are you doing? She shrieks, slapping at me as if I were a spider. Sorry, I say. Sorry. I'm surrounded by lunatics, she growls, crawling onto the grass. Now, where's Felicity got to? The bank is empty. It's as if she's vanished. But then I see her disappearing into the woods, daisy crown perched on her head. She walks casually and easily away, without so much as a backward glance to see if we are all right.